Memories of Glass. Written by Melanie Dobson. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Prologue. Brilliant color flickered across her canvas of wall. Sunflower yellow and luster of orange. Violet folded into crimson. A shimmer like the North Sea with its greens and blues. Most of the walls in her bungalow were filled with treasures of artwork and photographs and books, but this pale cream plaster was reserved solely for the light. A grand display, cast through the prisms of antique bottles that once held perfumes or bitters or medicine from long ago. The colors reminded her of the tulip fields back home, their magnificent hues blossoming in sunlight, filling the depths of her soul with the brilliance of the artist's brush. Spring sunshine was rare in Oregon, but when it came, she slipped quietly into this room to watch the dance of light. 68 bottles glowed light from shelves around her den, their glass-stained emerald or amber or Holland's Delft blue, or transparent with tiny cuts detailing the crystal. These wounds of an engraver, the master of all craftsmen with his diamond tools, made the prettiest colors of all. Only one of the bottles was crimson. She lifted it carefully off the shelf and traced the initials etched on the silver lid, the ridges molded down each side as she lowered herself back into her upholstered chair. All of them she treasured, but this one, this bottle held a special place in her heart. Her fingers no longer worked like they used to. They were stiff and curled and sore. But her mind was as sharp as a burnishing tool, perhaps even sharper than when she was a girl. She held this bottle to her heart, leaning her head back against the pillow. No matter what happened, she wouldn't forget. Couldn't forget. A cloud passed over the sun, darkening the room for a moment, and she felt the keen coldness of the shadow, the memories. Some memories she clung to, but others she wished she could lock away in one of the vaults under Amsterdam's banks, or a tunnel carved into the depths of the old country. Closing her eyes, she remembered the darkness, the chill of air deep underground seeping back into her skin. The memory of it, of all she'd lost in Holland, of the terrible mistakes she'd made, had haunted her for more than 70 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?